Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Meditation for Moms broadcast from Heart Transformations. And I am Marie Georgopoulos, and I'm so very happy today and grateful to be here with all of you sharing my knowledge and my wisdom about meditation and how it can assist you in transforming your life, and not only that, but embracing a more authentic self. As a divine messenger, a healer, an intuitive healer, and also a spiritual mentor, I use my intuitive gifts to tap into divine wisdom of your higher self, sometimes your angels, your spirit guides, to also guide you in your spiritual development and to assist you as well in overcoming core life issues and struggles that you've had. I also, as an intuitive healer, will help you to heal and transcend those issues either through energy work or a combination of energy work and guidance. It's my passion, really, to do this work. Enjoy, and that's why I'm here. And I look forward to assisting all of you who join me in transcending what's holding you back from having all that you desire in your life. Meditation, of course, I feel is key to coming back into alignment with who you truly are, not who you think you are, but who you were born to be. As with everything, meditation is, of course, an evolving experience that is beneficial for everyone, I feel, whether you're a beginner or you are an intermediary or maybe you're very practiced at meditation. In my journey, of course, I used meditation to heal my heart and to help me to transcend core issues around physical, emotional, and sexual abuse from my life. And meditation really helped me to do this at a much faster pace. It also helped me over time to know myself and to live more authentically. And of course, meditation was key and a big part of my journey in embracing my psychic gifts and also those higher degrees of self-awareness. Now, in the first show we aired, I discussed that my journey and how I came about to be, you know, a spiritual mentor and healer and a divine messenger. So if you want to know more about that, you can always go back to those previous shows. You can find them on Blog Talk Radio here on the From My Mama's Kitchen homepage, or you can go to hearttransformations.com under radio show, and you will see a link there to all of the previous shows that you can go and download anytime as well. You can also email me anytime with questions at marieg@hearttransformations.com, and I'm happy to share with you more about myself, what I went through, and or guide you in how I can assist you in your journey of transformation, in your journey of healing. Also, remember that the shows are designed to build upon one another and move you through a transformational meditation journey, as well as helping to align you with the possibilities of what meditation can do for you in your journey, some of the benefits of meditation, how to overcome also the struggles of meditation. We've discussed that in some of the previous shows, and also how to breathe more effectively. And over the course of the show, we will go into more breathing and how to use breath in meditation. So check them out. Check those previous shows out when you get a chance if you're just new to the show. And also feel free to join our Facebook group called Meditation for Moms, where I will post not only tools for meditation, but inspiration. And also, I'm open to giving you guidance in your practice, intuitive guidance as well. So feel free to ask questions there. So you have many ways of connecting with me outside of this show if you're too shy to call in or you don't want your stuff all on on, you know, Facebook or here on the show. You can always connect with me again via email at marieg@hearttransformations.com. And always feel free to, on my homepage, there is a complimentary consult that is 30 minutes. It's totally free to you. It's a way for you to understand what your soul wants for you, what's coming up for you right now, and why you're having all the struggles that you're going through. It's a way to also understand how I work with you so that you can get a feel for what it would be like to work with me if you desired to do that in the future. So again, that's totally free and complimentary to you. So go there on the homepage and just scroll down. You'll see it highlighted. Now, every show, it is my intention to repeat the mission of this show. And I have been doing it at the end, but I wanted to include it in the beginning of the show today. And the reason I do this is because it feels like to me that it builds momentum toward the creation of this vision. And my hope is, of course, that each of you will help to hold this vision or a vision of your own for yourself and, if you wish, you know, a vision for other mothers as well. So the mission and the purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to a state of well-being by tapping into what I call the fertile resources of their spirit. It truly is meant to be a return to the heart and an understanding of the depth of who you truly are beyond the roles that you play as a mother, but as a woman whose core essence is God, is infinite love, divine intelligence, or whatever it is that you choose to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, to their spirits, to their clear knowing, and who give and receive love in equanimity that has a sort of ripple effect into the heart of the home, into the heart of the community, into the heart of the world. When we are more aware of ourselves as spirit, and we are centered more in our hearts, and we share from this space of love and well-being with other people, it can only have an effect on the world around us. I really do know this to be truth with every fiber of my being, as I have actually seen that unfolding in my own life. So, next, I really want to remind also everybody who is listening or listening back to the recordings that you can actually call in and I will intuitively guide you around any of your struggles that you're having and specifically around meditation or spiritual practice or what it is that your soul wants for you right now. And so that number to call is 347-327-9995, and then you will dial a 1 to get into the queue. Again, that's 347-327-9995, and you can find that on the Blog Talk Radio homepage from My Mama's Kitchen. So, as I discussed in previous shows, the basic purpose of meditation throughout time has always been to transcend the ego, or let's say that part of ourselves that worries, that frets, that fears, that grieves. Through transcendence of this part of ourselves, we can come to know a sort of broader perspective of who we are as spirit in form, in a body, as a divine spark of the Creator, and we can return to love and peace and harmony. And this is really the truth of who we are. Basically, meditation, with the intent to do so, aids in blending our higher self with our lower self so that we can become more attuned to our inspired selves, our intrinsic nature of who we are, our core essence of being, and live happy and fulfilling lives. Over the years that I have been studying meditation and the benefits of meditation, you have seen that studies have popped up all over the place. In fact, I was hearing the other day, I forget where I heard this from, but there are more studies into meditation than anything else. There's just thousands and thousands of them. So it's something that has helped people not only to restore health and well-being, but also to increase mental capabilities, to bring your emotions into balance, and we could all use that every now and then in our life for sure, as well as helping us to even create desires through creative visualization and so forth. So if you join the Facebook group, there is actually a PDF file there that you can download of an article I found stating 100 benefits to meditation. And there are so many of them. I'm sure there's even more than that. But suffice it to say, each person has their purpose with meditation, and there are many, many philosophies of meditation that you can research outside of this show, of course. And you can also email me and ask me your questions. Now, I haven't studied all of them. I'm still growing in my meditation practice as well and finding new ways of meditating and new philosophies as well. So my purpose with meditation has always been, as I said, to align with my soul, with my inspiration, and to heal and restore my well-being. For me, it's been a transformational journey and has had the benefits of aiding me in developing my psychic awareness, as I stated before, and developing my concentration, as well as opening my heart, loving myself more, accepting myself more, and of course, balancing my energy. I've always actually been able to bring in information and been intuitive, as we all are born that way. We just sometimes shut it off. But I have also been able through my meditation practice to even access higher beings of light and channel that wisdom through me. So there are many, many purposes, many spiritual purposes, physical purposes, mental and emotional purposes. But in all, this was accomplished for me through the intent to do so. The belief also had to be there that it was possible, which, of course, I had many teachers who shared their belief in meditation. And you look online, and, of course, you have Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey out there now spreading, you know, the word of meditation, meditation for success, meditation for inner wealth, meditation for emotional distress, all kinds of meditations. They have great programs. But one thing that we have to do, I feel, is let go of any preconceived notions of what meditation should be. And, of course, we have to implement our practice. As I said before, it builds on each other, each meditation building one after the other. So intent is so very important in meditation, and it's important in our life as well. To live intentfully is to live with purpose and direction. It sort of paves the way for our energy to be focused in the world, as well as for our actions and our mind. And this is so very important because we live in a world of attraction, in an attraction-based universe. Now, some of you may know what I mean by this. Others may be new to this knowledge, but it's, you know, all over the internet. And if you're into spiritual growth, you probably have heard this before. In fact, if you're listening to this show, then by law of attraction, you attracted this guidance and knowledge to you through not only your asking of it, but through your vibrational alignment, your allowing of it to come to you. So in some way, you had a desire to know about this universal law that every soul on this planet is here to really master. It's just one of them. So simply put, the law of attraction states that like vibration attracts like vibration. Your thoughts and your feelings, especially your feelings, vibrate at a certain level or frequency. So feelings like worry, hate, grief, anger, etc., all vibrate at a lower rate, while your feelings of hope and faith and trust and love and appreciation and peace, all these vibrate at a much higher rate or frequency. So your thoughts typically evoke feelings, especially when you keep thinking them or you stay on a subject for a long period of time. They can actually build beliefs in your subconscious mind that will evoke feelings. This is what we call our patterns of resistance, so to speak. So this is the main reason why you keep struggling over and over again with the same issues. Now, there are other ones. There are soul-driven things that come in for you that you're here to transcend. Some people call them lessons. I like to call them self-mastery points that we're here to master. But regardless of that, the law of attraction teaches us that we have the power to attract anything in our existence through the power of our thoughts and our feelings. Why is this important in the meditation process? Well, on the one hand, meditation is a time where we can breathe and focus our attention on something more life-enhancing. That takes us out of our disempowered feelings and thoughts and into a more empowered space. Meditation also helps distill our minds over time and release these patterns of thinking and emotional responses that come along with these beliefs that we've sort of ingrained into our subconscious. It puts us actually in a state of harmony with the universe, so that we can be more receptive to higher patterns of being and also receptive to that which we desire. Puts us basically in a state of allowing. And that's actually another law of this universe, the law of allowing, which I'm not going to go into today. As you practice your meditation and hold good attitudes toward it, good thoughts and feelings, too, around your meditation will bring you to a state of peace and harmony and just a place of feeling good. You'll actually begin to attract more of this in your life. So as you blend with your soul and as you become more practiced instilling yourself, you actually hold this resonance for longer periods of time. And that becomes a place of attraction where you'll just see your world start to change around you. You won't be attracting crabby people. Your children will calm down because it'll emanate out from you. Now, of course, there is much more depth in the laws of creation than what I've stated here. And it's something that I do work with people on in programs, and also I have a workshop coming up that if we have time at the end of the show, I'll let you know about or at least point you to the webpage. This workshop is going to be about soul awakening, and it's also going to be about heart empowerment, and we will go into the laws of creation in this workshop as well. So meditation is truly an enjoyable process if you allow it to be. Your soul is so ready for for you to come along for the ride. Our soul does want us to consciously co-create with the universe and to have fun doing it. And our hearts want to open. We want to be at peace. It's actually what we are. We're joy beings. We're freedom beings. We're peace beings. We're love beings. We emanate from the Christ consciousness. You know, whatever your religion is, the oneness, the all that is, we are all part of that. And it is our journey to find that side of ourselves, to meld with that conscious part of ourselves that's ever calling to us. So today, that's really what I wanted to bring to the table, because a lot of people are always wondering, why do I keep getting what I'm getting in my life? Why does this keep happening to me? Well, many times in my practice, I have found that it goes back to a belief system from childhood or something that they brought in as a soul to transcend. But that, coupled with knowing how to operate in this universe using the laws of creation, will really catapult your healing process and your transformation process, and also to attract that which you desire in your world. So today's meditation is a guided meditation that will assist you in transmuting all negative points of attraction. As you can imagine, if you're not living intentfully and consciously, then you are doing what is called default creating. You can actually have these emotional set points that are attracting negative experiences into your life, or even attracting health issues, like in my case, because the thoughts and the beliefs and the feelings were so constantly activated that it actually, in your energy, your auric field, it feeds back into your chakra system and then into your body. So by the time that it's manifested in your auric field, that's really the time that you want to clear it out of the way so that you don't have those health concerns. But know that any health concern, anything, is curable. I know this. I had asthma. I cured it. They told me I'd never be able to cure my asthma. So it is possible to heal anything. So with today, this meditation is an advanced meditation. It is a meditation, not that you cannot do it, it is guided, so you can just follow along. But what I mean by advanced is it uses a frequency that is vibrating at a very high rate, and it is coming from the violet ray or the violet flame, which is one of the rays of creation coming from the all that is, from the Creator, brought to this planet to transmute negative energies into infinite love or into God's infinite abundance or perfection or whatever you want to transmute it into. It is an alchemical process, so it changes vibration, because you can't ever actually delete vibration. It exists, it's sound, it continues to exist, but you can actually change it. It's actually one of the most powerful transmutative forces in this universe, and I use it almost daily myself, mostly before I go to sleep, on behalf of myself and on behalf of humanity as well. It is associated, the Ascended Master Saint Germain is the keeper of this ray and oversees its use. Also, Archangel Zadkiel does, to name another, and there are other ones as well, but those are the two that we'll be calling forth today. Today, we'll also be calling forth your higher self and your I Am Presence, and like I said, these divine beings to help you with this meditation. Now, I do want to say, just preface that, although I use the term Christ consciousness in the meditation below, know that this transcends all religion, and it is a term to describe a frequency of being that emanates from God's infinite love or divine intelligence infinite love. It's called Many Things in Many Religions. So use a term that you're comfortable with, and you can just, you know, put that in your invocation. No matter what your belief system is, the violet ray does come from the creator of all life, and it can be used with any faith. I'll share with you this invoking the violet ray in my life anyway has pulled me out of some very dark times in my life. And repeated use of it really catapulted me into my psychic awareness and abilities. So when I sit in the energy and I trust and I allow it that it will transmute the negativity, it's like having a clean slate to create from. Of course, I still have to be conscious with my words and impeccable with them, not only my words, but you know, my thoughts, my feelings, moving forward. So today I'm also guided to share with you from these beings that this meditation can be used for 30 days and 30 nights. And this will help you to sort of reach its, so that it can reach its maximum potential for you. And that each meditation will build upon the next. Now, if you can only commit to doing this once per day, and then they recommend that you do it in the morning for maybe 60 days or more. Go with the flow of it, see how it feels, but keep repeating it as it will add on to your energy and change your frequency over time. Also know that you can use any words that you want to create your own invocation. There are many invocations online with the violet flame as well. You can do a Google search. And I will also be recording this meditation separately so that you can download it from my website and use it whenever you choose. And so I'll have that available by the end of the day today. So right now, I want you guys to get comfortable. We're going to begin the meditation portion. And I'm going to cue the music here. And I'm going to turn the recording on. So just sit comfortably. Just breathe in and out through your nose. Taking deep inhales and deep exhales. And put your focus on the sound of your breath. And just continue to breathe gently, listening to the music and the sound of my voice. And breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe. And again, breathe in, breathe out. And at this point, I want to call forth on your behalf the Ascended Master, Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, your higher self, and I Am Presence to assist you in this meditation today. All you have to do is say that you agree to their assistance. You can say this quietly in your mind. And then just continue to breathe deeply, relaxing your body, starting from your toes. And just relaxing your feet and your ankles, taking your deep breaths. And relaxing your calves all the way up to your legs, your thighs. Breathing in and out. And relaxing. Relaxing the hips. Relaxing all of the lower body. And relaxing your tummy area and your diaphragm area, taking those deep, long breaths, remembering to expand your diaphragm. And relaxing your chest now, and relaxing your body. And relaxing your shoulders and your neck, and your arms. And relaxing all the way down to your fingertips. Just take a little time breathing in and out through your shoulders, which carry so much stress. Just letting them relax. And relaxing your neck. It may swing back and forth a little bit, and that's okay. Relax your jaw and your face. And relax your whole scalp and your head. Now just breathe in and out through your nose. And put your focus on your heart. Breathing in and out through your heart space. Keeping your attention there as you take those deep breaths in and out, knowing that all is well. Now that you're completely relaxed, I'd like you to repeat silently in your mind this invocation. Beloved I Am, Higher Self, Saint Germain, and Archangel Zadkiel, I ask that you assist me today as I invoke the full power of the violet flame to transmute all negative points of attraction in the form of thought, feeling, belief, or action, whether known or unknown to me, in any time frame or dimension that no longer serves my higher self's purpose in creating positive life experiences for me. I ask that this be done at any and all levels of my being that are of benefit to me and humanity across time and space, with as much grace and ease as possible. And so it is. And now just breathe in and breathe out. And I want you to imagine now a violet ball of light just above your head. And I want you to ask your higher self that it be brought in through your entire body and through every particle of your being. And just imagine this violet flame moving through your body, breathing in and out as you imagine this as best as you can. And don't worry if you can't see it. Just know that it will be done as you request it. Now bring your attention back to your heart space and just focus there as this flame, this violet flame, goes through your entire body, every particle of your being. just sit here and focus on your heart for a moment. Taking two or three breaths in and out through your heart space. And imagine the violet flame there in your heart space. And ask this flame to spin out from your heart center through all of your bodies at all levels of your being. And just visualizing it flowing around and out, around your, from your heart center, all the way through your auric field, above and below you, spinning through your emotional bodies, your mental bodies, all that is you. And ask that your emotional fields be spun with this violet flame. Your higher self will assist you with that and your I Am presence. And just breathe and know that all is well. Now ask that all is transmuted back into pure positive potential in the highest form of Christ consciousness available to you at this time, that you can hold with complete ease, harmony, and grace. And imagine that this violet flame now has changed into a golden platinum light of Christ consciousness that is all around you. And I ask that it seals off your auric field, completing the circle and bringing harmony to your divine bodies across space and time. And please now state in your mind, and so shall it be. And just breathe in and out. Focusing on your heart if you want. Just sitting here in this divine space. Allowing your bodies to harmonize. Feeling your troubles blend out, melt away. Change into love. And it's okay if you have an emotional release. It's okay if you feel good too. And calm. And just breathe in. Breathe out. Take this time now to thank these divine beings, beloved I Am, our higher self, Archangel Zadkiel, and of course, the Ascended Master, Saint Germain. We thank you so much for this time and this special journey with our souls and in this violet flame. Now we're just going to come back. Take your time and wiggle your toes and your fingers. And just bring your breath back to normal. And begin to presence yourself in the room. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Come fully back to the space. Shut off the recording. So the recording that you'll have will not have the music playing in the background, but it will have my voice. And of course, you can always add music to it if you desire, but it's not necessary. You can just be with the energy and the guides. And I would love to hear input, feedback from the meditation. If anybody wants to share, we're going to be opening the lines now. If you want to, you can call 347-327-9995 right now. And I would love to hear your experience or open the lines to intuitively guide you on what's blocking you from your soul purpose, from your authentic self, or from restoring balance and harmony in your life. What is it that you need? I also would love to hear feedback from you anytime, either via a call-in or emailing me again at marieg@hearttransformations.com on what types of meditations you would like to have. What are the things that you're experiencing in your meditation practice? What are the struggles? What are some of the things that you would like to maybe, have changed in your life? We can create meditations around that, focus around that. So I'm open to that feedback, and I so appreciate it, because this is a show for all of you. And it's as much as it is for me, too. It helps me to grow as a teacher. It helps me to grow as a healer. And it helps me to really bring you into alignment with what you truly desire as a soul. So this show is for all mothers who are out there of any kind. There are stepmothers, of course. There are mothers who actually have bore their own children. There are adoptive mothers. There are mothers who are just like the mother of a group, the mothers of the world, too. They're all welcome. Whether you're gay or you're a female, it doesn't matter. If you are a mothering spirit, then join us, please, on this show. It is welcome to all. And so for this point of the show, I don't see anybody calling in at this time, but please feel free to do so. I invite you back on the next show, of course, which will be airing the third Tuesday of this month at the same time at 10 a.m. I'm not really sure what our next show will have. I'll wait for some feedback. And I feel like I want to go into intuitive guidance for this next show a little bit more deeper in feeling into the group and who we've had, and call forth the next inspiration for our show. So join my newsletter, join the Facebook group where I will post on there anything that's upcoming in the shows, and also in my e-letter as well. You can go to hearttransformations.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter there, or you can download my free gift, and that will put you on my list as well. It's a gift that's called Healing and Awakening Your Heart series. It's an MP3 series, and it's a beautiful awakening series that has a meditation with it and a 21-day ritual. The meditation does go into your Akashic Records, which is your soul's record. So it's a deep meditation, and it's for healing and for restoring balance and for opening your heart and for transcending those issues, those things that you're stuck in life around. So you go through it at your own pace, working through the material and the exercises, and it's something that will take you to a certain point. If you need additional assistance with it, that's when you can go into that complimentary consult with me, which is on that homepage as well. It's called a Heart Transformations Breakthrough Consult. And it's going to also help you to manifest your desires, to come into fulfillment of your soul's journey here. So I want to invite now Johnny Tan on the line. He is the founder and creator of From My Mama's Kitchen and wrote a wonderful book entitled The Same, that is just a brilliant, inspiring book from the moms in his life, the mothers in his life that nurtured him. And so he's going to share some words of wisdom from that book. Welcome, Johnny. Hello, Johnny. Are you there? I'm going to turn you live. Johnny, are you there? Well, Johnny must have stepped away. That's okay. We'll wait for him. And while we're waiting for Johnny to come back online with his words of wisdom, I wanted to also point out, especially for you guys who are new, the people on, you know, the podcast even too that come back and listen, if you're new to meditation, there is a wonderful ebook that I wrote, a little mini ebook that you can download on the radio show page on my website. It's called The Art of Transformational Meditation. And if you're an intermediary too, it will fit for you as well. It is a culmination of all of the things that I have practiced and a little bit more. Some things that are inspired, tells a little bit more of my journey. But mostly it's full of, you know, things that will help you to overcome the struggles in meditation, some of the things that I saw, and also some of the struggles that you are having in your life. There are plenty of meditations in there that could help you to transcend them or help you in opening up your intuitive abilities. So these are meditations that I have used with success, that I've enjoyed, that have opened me up in many ways too. And so The Art of Transformational Meditation is $10. It is a contribution to this consciousness movement. Part of that money is actually going to support two wonderful charities, one called The Error of Peace, which you can find out more. There's a link there on the web page, and the other one called Women for Women. They both do lovely work, one more about a personal alignment and ascending and really coming in and reclaiming your love, your divine self. The other one, Women for Women, is more for women who are in war-torn areas, who are trying to pick up from that situation and, you know, learn new tools and skills and things that they can empower through to have money for their family. And so they're teaching them how to empower and how to become better mothers as well, and career women too, in a place where they would not have had that opportunity. So both beautiful organizations, and we would love for you to support, of course, our consciousness movement. However, if you cannot afford the $10, please know that there's a link there that you can go and download this. I want you to have it if you cannot afford it. And I know that your thankfulness and your gratitude will come back to us in tenfold. And we so appreciate, of course, your commitment to yourself and that beautiful ripple effect that it will have in this universe, in this plane of existence, when we all tune inward and we do our, access our higher potential and we align with our spirits and our hearts. It does change the energy around us, and it changes the vibration of this planet. We will reach this sort of consciousness, this mass consciousness level over time. You know, it's called the 100th monkey effect, I believe, where enough people on the planet will be in a higher vibration that you can actually change the vibration of the whole. There are studies that have been done on this, on monkeys, how they were able to, where a certain amount of the monkeys reach a certain consciousness, then all of the monkeys across the globe knew how to do this one thing. I believe it was sign language. So, Johnny, if you're available now for your words of wisdom, you're welcome to come on and share that with us.
Thanks, Marie. What a wonderful show. And I have a wonderful recipe for living, being that we are just wrapping up spring, going into the summertime. We have a lot of opportunities to engage a lot of people. And I think this recipe for living from my part Native American Texan mom, Dee Jones, would be a wonderful recipe for everyone to embrace. Dee have always taught me to focus on today. She always reminded me that what I did yesterday is not as important as what I'm going to do today. It is my actions today that will define who I am tomorrow. Think about that. This recipe serves as a wonderful reminder to live with integrity, humility, kindness, and a sense of humor. And it also asks us to always seek healthy and loving relationships. And most importantly, be prepared to serve others. Thanks, Marie. Back to you.
That's just brilliant. And I love the book. I love the little excerpts, and the things that I'm finding is that they really, your mom's taught you things that were just so spiritual and yet so simple. And spirituality is actually meant to be simple. And I love the part where you said, you know, to be impeccable with your word and your action, because what you pave today reaches out into the universe and comes back to you, is attracted back to you. So when you're impeccable with your words and your action, when they're in integrity with divineness, with who you are at a core really too, then all good things can flow to you and through you. So thank you for that blessing. And anybody who wants to purchase this book, which I highly recommend. It's a great thing for Mother's Day, for Christmas, for your best friend, for mother's groups. It can be found on Amazon.com, and it's called From My Mama's Kitchen. So I would like to also just point you to a new event that I am having. It's called Soul Awakenings. It's a workshop, and it's a heart empowerment workshop. And you can find this on my website, hearttransformations.com, under Heart Empowerment Workshop. There's a tab at the top that is called Events, and all my events are listed there. This is going to be a powerful workshop. It's a one-day event that you can attend either live in my home here in McKinney, Texas, or via live stream in your own home. It's on July 25th from 10 to 5 p.m., and we are going to be releasing, resolving, dissolving all these core lifetime challenges and awakening to your true self. And I'm going to walk you through the journey. But it really is a time on the planet to let go of our self-criticism, our lack of self-worth, our lack of self-trust, to open up emotional bonds with our higher heart so that we don't have these emotional ups and downs as often. It's also to help us to be more purposeful in our life, in our journey, to maybe even up the game in our purpose. It's also for us to release that feeling of not being good enough, not confident enough in life, and to release the block from your true soul identity, from accessing your higher wisdom. Now, of course, this takes more than one day, but each of you will come and be prepared ahead of time, because there will be preparation exercises and a teleseminar a week before the event where we will be doing energy work, transmutation, and also I'll be guiding you, through the angels that are working with you, through your higher self, and of course through my divine team as well, the enlightened beings that work with me. But heart empowerment is really about embodying as best as you can your clear knowing of your soul and your heart's desires. And like I said before, we will be discussing and sharing with you the laws of creation and how to work with them more effectively, so that you can catalyze change in your world at a faster pace. So all of this is coming up on June 25th. You can actually, if you register before June 25th, the event actually is July 25th, but if you register before June 25th, you will receive a 30-minute private intuitive counseling with me sometime either before or after the event. And that's a $200 value. And all of this is for just the low price of $297, or you can pay three installments of $100 each. So it's a wonderful price for the purpose, for all the value that you're going to be receiving, because these are tools that I have used in my transformation. They are the things that catapulted me, and I won't be giving them all to you, of course, because we can't give them all to you in one day, and you probably would just blow out your circuitry anyway, and your mind would be walking away fatigued. So I as a teacher have to actually learn to draw back what I bring to the table in these one-day events, because I want you to have it all. I want you to be your brilliance, and I want you to operate from that heart space and live abundantly. And so we're going to take you along that journey, your guides are saying, and we're going to be able to pull you into the vortex of love and appreciation and gratitude and into those higher frequencies. And they're saying, too, that the wisdom that comes through each is very present, very, very gifted, and very awakened, because this is a time on Earth where it is a time of awakening. Through each of you has your own soul gifts. Each of you has some issues with self-acceptance of them at times. And that's an emotional thing. It's an emotional journey. But we'll walk through that. We, your guides are saying this in mind, we'll walk through it. And as souls, we'll be unifying in divine consciousness, in that full spectrum of divine consciousness, to open our hearts, to balance our chakras, of course, too, because that's ever so important, and to do this inner work that's required of some to transcend those issues that we're chronically struggling with. During that event, I'll also be opening up and giving divine messages to each of you. So it will be a very sacred time. It is open for men as well. Please, if you have anybody who you think would be interested in an event like this, I would love for you to share it with them, whether male or female. And there are limits of the people that I can take in my home and online as well. So if this is something that is interested to you, resonates with you, then you'll want to make sure that you register early, because I only have about room for 10 to 14 people max in my home, and then online about 10 or 20, I believe, is what I wrote. So that's it for today. Just a gentle reminder to join us back here again on the third Tuesday of this month. And remember, too, that meditation is a process. It is a journey for a life. There will be times when you'll want to just quit, but know that it's better to just show up, even if you just come and breathe and sit with your soul with the intent to blend with her. You will receive what you need to receive. Know that. Divine, you know, the divine light of God, the divine light of your creator being works in many ways, in many mysterious ways, and on many levels of your being. So you will always be guided intuitively through your gut responses and, of course, through your emotions. Your emotions will always guide you. These are some of the things that we'll go into in the workshop as well in further depth. So for today, many blessings to each and every one of you. May you go in purity and heart and in laughter into the world and in much more ease and grace.